I got a lump in my throat and a sore coming down the aisle. I got the wiggles in my knees when she looked at me and sweetly smiled. There she is again, standing over by the record machine. Oh, looking like the model on the cover of a magazine. She's too cute to be a minute over 17. Meanwhile, I was thinking, she's in the mood, no need to break it. I got a chance, I ought to take it. Now if she'll dance, we'll make it. Come here, Queenie, let's shake it. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, go, go. Standing over by the record machine, looking like the model on the cover of a magazine. She's too cute to be a minute over 17. Meanwhile, I still think, if it's a slow song, we'll omit it. And if it's a rocker, son, that'll get it. And if it's good, I'll admit it. Come on, Queenie, let's get with it. Go, 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 little Queenie. Oh, go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie. One more. Go, 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 little Queenie. Go, 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 little Queenie.
The obvious question to ask you, did you ever meet Tupelo's famous son of rock and roll?
It's a crazy thing you'd ask me that. He's a man that got me into this crazy business.
Really?
Yeah.
Elvis we're talking about.
Yeah. You know, growing up in Tupelo, I never knew Elvis. Never actually met him until about the summer before his first record came out. And me and my kid brother, we had a radio show, local radio show there in Tupelo. And you'd play the Moose Club, or you wouldn't play at all. Or you'd go down to Betty McKissick's house on Saturday afternoon after a radio show, and you'd have a jam session and a party. So I was down at Betty's house, which is about a third or fourth cousin of Elvis. Mm-hmm. And in walks Elvis. He'd hitchhiked from Memphis down there to spend a weekend with his grandmother. Betty said, hey, so this is my cousin here. I said, he lives in Memphis. Said, he plays and sings, so I handed him a guitar, and he said, oh, no. He said, I just don't do it like you guys. He said, I just play by myself. Stood around, real graceful-like. Never will forget, he was greasy-looking. I thought, boy, how weird this guy looks. With his Bill Street clothes on, you know. Pink stripes down his pants. And I handed him a guitar, and he said, oh, no. He said, I don't play like you guys. He said, I'll just play by myself. And actually, he was real, real laid back, and he real polite, mm-hmm. nice guy. He said, but I got to go on, spend the weekend with my grandmother. We got to hitchhike back to Memphis. So a couple of months after that, I hear his first record out on Sun. I run into Betty, and I said, Betty, who's this guy they're talking about from Tupelo? She said, that's the guy that I introduced you to. And so later, I booked the first show that Elvis played in his hometown, which Bob Neal immediately started managing him. And Bob called us one day at the station and said, well, hey, said, you got a radio show down here, so I want to, this boy's local, so I want to book him down there, and you guys can play on the show with him. I said, great. It was that night that I met, really, really met with Presley. And I said, can you get us an audition with that record label? He said, oh, yeah. And so 9 months later, I started recording for Sun Records.